It's red, it's itchy, and it's upsetting. A mysterious rash has turned up in hundreds of school children in at least 8 different states. It doesn't appear to be a serious health threat, but the fact that it's been found in non-contiguous states like Pennsylvania and Washington State, for example, has health investigators scratching. One of the most serious outbreaks is in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Norman Sykes is a dermatologist and professor at Jefferson Medical College in Philadelphia who's been studying the mysterious rashes. Dr. Sykes, tell us a bit more about this. What are the symptoms?
The symptoms are itching. The itching sometimes is quite severe for these children. And in addition, a few children have complained of a burning sensation along with the itching. As far as the signs are concerned, we've been seeing in child after child a very distinctive pink rash on the cheeks, as well as an itchy pink rash on the sides of the necks, on the sides of the arms, sometimes on the sides of the legs, and occasionally a lacy pink rash on the trunk of the children.
Now, these children are in states that aren't even near one another. Can you just run down the list a bit?
Sure. I can tell you that it seemed to have been initially reported in Pennsylvania, starting in Bucks County, which is in eastern Pennsylvania, north of the Philadelphia region. It subsequently was reported in Queens, New York. In addition, we've heard reports of this being in Washington State, as you mentioned, out in Oregon. And I even spoke with a school principal in Illinois last evening, and he told me that he has about 100 children with identical findings in one of his schools.
Now, what's your hypothesis as to what this might be?
We've done exhaustive investigations in Pennsylvania into a possible non-infectious environmental cause, and nothing has been uncovered. We are suspecting more and more that this might be some sort of mild viral infection, possibly a virus that's new to medical science.
Is that worrisome?
Well, based on the information we have about similar viral eruptions, we have no reason whatsoever to be worried about this. There have been lots of similarities to a rather common childhood illness that we know as Fifth disease, or erythema infectiosum, which we can say is benign. It lasts a few weeks, and then most children get over it. And by the time we reach adulthood, 60% of us have been exposed to that infection and are considered to be immune to it.
I see. What are you telling parents? I mean, I suppose that while it isn't pleasant for a child to have this, it's not as serious as coming down with the measles or chickenpox.
Definitely not. The kids are upset about the itchy rash, and needless to say, parents are anxious and concerned. We are telling parents that there's absolutely nothing to worry about. There have been a few instances of this type of situation occurring in more isolated outbreaks in the past, and they've run their course over about 6 weeks, and then they disappeared. Now, we're working harder this time to try to pin a name on what's happening, and that will help future persons who might be affected by it.
Dr. Sykes, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It was my pleasure.
Norman Sykes is a dermatologist. He spoke to us from WHYY in Philadelphia.